USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine left Pfizer's facility in Michigan this morning. About 3 million first doses will start arriving in states on Monday. Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans who were on the fence about taking the vaccine to reconsider.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical. The data is out there now. It's been discussed in a public meeting, all the details of the safety and the efficacy.
Clashes between opposing sides following pro-Trump rallies on opposite coasts of the U.S. on Saturday led to more than two dozen arrests, one person shot, several others stabbed, and police officers injured. Rallies were held in D.C. and Washington State. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Trump was dealt another legal blow on Saturday as a federal judge rejected a lawsuit in Wisconsin. The president sought to toss out more than 220,000 absentee and early in-person ballots in two counties where he earlier paid for recounts. U.S. District Judge Brett Ludwig said the president's arguments failed as a matter of law and fact. A poll by Fox News found that more than half of the 1,000 voters they surveyed nationwide say President Trump's continuing legal challenges are weakening American democracy. Only 37% said the president should run again in 2024. Rapper Lil Wayne could be headed to prison. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. pleaded guilty to a federal firearm charge on Saturday and faces up to 10 years behind bars. He was restricted from possessing a firearm because of a previous felony conviction. Sentencing is next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said today a hard national lockdown in Germany will begin next week through early January to stop the spread of the coronavirus. All non-essential shops, services, and schools will close. There can be no singing at church services. Christmas Day gatherings will be reduced to 5 people from 2 households. And the annual New Year's Eve fireworks display is canceled. Some states are implementing curfews. Congressman Steve Scalise says coronavirus restrictions from Democrats are killing businesses.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise in many areas of the country, state and local authorities are issuing various restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. With that comes the consequences for businesses, particularly bars and restaurants, who have had the way they do business fundamentally changed by the pandemic. But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says that local Democratic leaders don't seem to care that they're crushing businesses in their communities. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that national leadership is also making COVID relief nothing more than a political issue.
They are crushing these small businesses, the millions of jobs that are tied to it. Speaker Pelosi won't even bring up a bill on the House floor that would get almost unanimous support that would allow these small businesses who are struggling to get another round of PPP loans, just because, as she said the other day, she doesn't want to help them. She's waiting for a new president. My God, these businesses can't wait. And for them to see that it's only about politics, it just disgusts people.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.